Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are joined by
Kristen Jefferson. I'm a harpist in the D.C. area.
Awesome. And, of course, we're talking because throughout this whole coronavirus shutdown, in addition to, you know, streaming content, you know, on Netflix and the like, I'm trying to reach out to, you know, a bunch of local artists whose lives have been impacted by this. And one of my colleagues suggested that, you know, they said that you play in different lobbies around hotels and things like that in D.C. With your harp. And now your whole business model has changed. So why don't you, before we go into the actual shutdown, why don't you take us, you know, in normal life, in the ordinary world, what was sort of the routine with that?
Well, I have a couple of steady jobs that I play. The first one is in the office building lobby in Tysons at the Towers Crescent, which is a wonderful job. I play from 8:30 to 9:30 and 11:30 to 12:30, 3 days a week. And then I also have another job at the Willard Hotel, where I play for their high tea, which is wonderful. And that spans anywhere from 2 to 7 days a week, depending on the time of year. In December, it becomes huge, and it gets a little bigger right around now for Cherry Blossom, which obviously is not happening.
Now, is this is pretty much a full-time thing for you, or do you have a day job as well?
This is pretty much a full-time thing. I do an extra thing. I am a set designer and builder for a children's theater locally, and they've been shut down, too, unfortunately.
What's the theater?
It's Encore Stage and Studio.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So talk about, all right, so now that that's sort of what your, you know, your normal life was, but now that this, you know, talk about when you first hear about the coronavirus, obviously, you know, other than your personal health of, you know, your family and your stuff, but talk about explain the thoughts that are going through your mind, like, oh, crap, like, I'm going to lose, that's my whole bread and butter, you know, explain that initial, panic, jolt of worry.
Well, what's that? I don't know. There's that expression where your just stomach drops, or I don't know. This happened to me right about 2 weeks ago when I heard of this thing and what could happen. This is even before it started happening and things started closing down. I thought, oh my God, musicians are always, always the first thing to go. And since we're self-employed, we don't have any kind of backup plan we all try to have a backup plan, but there's no government assistance. Like after 9/11, when everything shut down, I had a job that was actually at the Mayflower Hotel, and that was gone just immediately. And I had just bought a new house, and my roommate worked for United, and her job was gone. So we were just in a really bad place, and that was really the first thing I thought about was, oh, God, this is going to happen again.
Oh, yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, from experience, I mean, my wife is in a local band, and they basically, you know, they aren't, you know, all their gigs are in weddings they're playing, and local gigs are having to reschedule.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a real thing. All right, so that's your initial fear when you heard about it. And then what happens in terms of how do you start, you muster the courage, you get over the initial worry, and you say, you know what, I'm going to get creative here. I'm going to find a way to stream my music. So explain what you did.
Well, actually, I didn't even think that way to begin with. The job in the lobby was continuing, and they're actually still continuing to pay me. And I just thought, well, first of all, since I'm playing this gig anyway, and frankly, everybody's working from home, I'm just going to start streaming this on Facebook because a lot of people tell me that harp music is so soothing, and I know what a difference it can make to just to hear it and be able to listen to it. So my first thing was I was doing that gig in the lobby, and I decided to go ahead and broadcast just to help out. And then I actually talked to the people there, and they said, you know what, we need you to go ahead and stop coming in just so we can be sure, and they will continue to pay me. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to keep streaming it online then for people to see. So I am doing that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30 and 11:30 to 12:30. But then that was sort of where I got the idea, you know what, I wonder if people like it so much, maybe they wouldn't mind joining me, say, on a Friday. I called it the quarantine. So I thought, you know, get your best friend on Facebook, grab your scones and your champagne and your tea and hang out and talk with your friend while I play some harp in the background. And then I thought, well, what about Saturday nights? Let's do a date night. And then I did a brunch on Sunday. So it's only been a week since I really started this, but it's actually working out pretty well. And frankly, it gives me something to do. It's just really good to have a little normalcy in my life. So I'm still playing these gigs.
Yeah, and you keep up that sort of communal thing of, you know, people can interact with you live. Do you have an idea of how many people have been tuning in? Do you have any numbers?
Well, the one for the quarantine blew my mind, frankly. I kept watching it. It grew and grew and grew. And once it got to 1,000 viewers, you can't really see much anymore until it gets to 2,000 because they just go to 1K and then they just stop, I guess, until you get to 2K. But, you know, for me, random person playing in their dining room, 1,000 people watching my video is fairly amazing. And the other ones are usually somewhere around 400, 200. And it just depends on how long I leave them up, too.
Now, is this really free, or do you ask for donations? Or?
Well, the one that I'm playing in the mornings, I am not asking for donations because the Quadrangle Management is still paying me. And I figure, you know what? I'm going to send this out on their behalf. And hopefully when it comes time for them to think, oh, my God, can we pay her for another month without her coming in? They'll think, oh, but look at all this wonderful publicity she got for us and all the goodwill. So that one I'm not asking for money. The other one, I am taking donations. I am not saying you need to give me money at all. And if people – there are plenty of people who have less than I do. So, you know, just – watch and feel better, fine. But if you've got a little extra and you've still got your job, I would just love it if you would help me. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about why you alluded to it a little bit, but expand upon it. Just why you know it might be a soothing thing for people. You know, maybe they've lost their jobs or just the uncertainty. You know, maybe they're just worrying about their loved ones getting ill. Talk about why listening to harp music might actually be therapeutic.
It's just the harp is such a very soothing instrument. The sound of it and watching someone play can be kind of hypnotic. Harp is used a lot in music therapy, and some friends of mine had a wonderful business where they would go around and play for people who were in hospice. And it's just it's very, very soothing. I had a friend who passed away, I think probably about a year ago now. And the last day that she was alive, I actually brought my harp in because I thought it would just really help her and help all the people who were all waiting with her. But I've just heard that it's very soothing.
Absolutely. How did you begin to play? Have you been playing, you know, since you were, you know, a kid, or when did you take up harp?
I've been playing for about 42 years now, and I played a few other instruments before, but they never really caught on. My parents were really trying to get me to find something that I would be interested in, and I think I finally landed on the harp because nobody else plays it. It's unique, and it's also just lovely. But frankly, there's really nothing you can play bad on the harp. I mean, if you drop the harp off a building, it still sounds good.
Right. So what's the setup? You know, you playing in lobbies and things like that, but what's the setup you said in your dining room? Like, how is a harp on the dining table, or, you know, explain paint a visual picture.
No, I actually cleaned out one whole side of my dining room, which was not an easy task, let me tell you. Repainted the wall a little bit so it didn't look so janky, and then just set up the harp and figured out where I could put a camera and set up some flowers, you know, just kind of tried to make it all a really pretty little set, so it kind of goes with the soothing prettiness.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Before we go, did have you received any, you know, even if it's in just like the comments section of the live stream, any feedback or, you know, from people saying, oh my God, thanks for doing this kind of a thing?
Oh yeah, I've gotten, I would say hundreds, maybe even 1,000 or two comments every time I play, which is so wonderful. And it makes me feel so much better Before I started doing this, I was feeling so alone and tense and horrible. But now that I feel like I may be connecting and helping people, I feel so much better. And,
awesome.
You know, we do what
and,
we can.
And finally, yeah, for
go
sure.
Ahead,
thanks for doing what you can. And in closing, what's next? You know, how many more are you? How many do you plan to still do a week going forward?
Well, I think I'm just going to pretty much keep doing what I've been doing. I've got the three mornings a week that I'm playing. I planned on doing two teas this week because people seem to like the teas a lot. I think they were able to in the afternoon at work have some music in the background, which was nice. And then somebody also said that they really enjoyed the date night and the brunch, so I'll probably do those two because, frankly, what else have I got to do right now? So, yeah, I'm going to be playing three mornings, two teas on Wednesday and Friday, and then Saturday night and Sunday brunch.
Awesome. Well, I think this will make a cool story. I'm trying to highlight some people, local musicians, but also some human interest stuff that'll, you know, outside of the doom and gloom, people that are sort of making the best of it. So, awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.